this is the next great tool you'll be able to build your business with and go forward. And so I think, you know, one of the themes of our book is that this book is for everybody who's ever felt like a sucker because somebody else knew more about money. I think as a business leader, this book is going to be for everybody who felt like a sucker because somebody else made more contacts than you. You can now control the point of contact. You could take this book, you can put it in people's hands. That's predictable. We know for every 5 or 10 books that you hand out, we got a pretty good feel of what that's going to be.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
All right, thank you. Hey, well, welcome to our show today. This is Leadership Live for September 6th. We are so excited to have you here today. And today's going to be what I think will be a historic day. We're going to talk a lot about some events coming up. And then we've got an incredible guest today. We've got a world-famous publicist here that's going to really share with you what it means to have your business have a media side to it, something we've never, none of us have really ever done before. So it's exciting to have that here today. But to get started, I thought I'd share with you some of the news, some things going on that really can help you to build your business. You know, that's the whole idea behind this. When I was getting my business started, I would have given anything to have a lineup like this on a weekly basis that could have helped me to get my mindset and get my strategy and get my vision and get everything put in place that I need to be successful. So here coming up in a few weeks, we've got 3 days of events in a row. And I think it's really going to help you to build your business. We've got 3 days of events that I think will be historic for you. I think you're gonna learn things and see things and do things in these 3 events that are going to change the course of your business as they have for many of us over the years. The first is on the 19th, we've got Rich Cunningham, one of our great EVCs, coming here to teach advisor literacy. He's one of the top performing, top earning advisors in our company. He's set all the records and does an incredible job. He's got a book on advisor literacy. You're going to get a chance to get a copy of if you're here with us. And so you just got to go to the address you see there on the screen, and you can register for it. And I think if you're going to get your securities license and you're going to get your advisory license, then you need to have training like this to get you positioned to know what exactly to do with it, what the potential of it is, what the power of it is, and that's what Rich does such a great job with. Then the next day on the 20th, we've got one of our legends here today. We're going to have Executive Vice Chairman Chris Felton here. Chris will be hosting this show, Leadership Live, at 1 o'clock on that Friday. And then at 3 o'clock, he'll be hosting the VIP Green Carpet Day. So it's just incredible to have a leader like him. You know, he's a former CPA. He just recently, him and Marlo crossed over $1 million in cash flow in a rolling 12 months. So those are the kind of things every business leader, in my opinion, dreams of. When you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, one of your down on the inside dreams, man, I wish I could make $1 million doing this. And to have someone who just did it just now be able to share with you throughout the day how he did it and the things that caused that to happen is a big deal. So just to recap, we've got Leadership Live from 1 to 2 that day on Friday the 20th, and then the Green Carpet Day, which all I can tell you about that really is that we started doing Green Carpet Days 3 years ago, and we've doubled our recruiting every year since. We're on track this year to double the new people coming into our business, the new associates, and we're going to scare the heck out of 9,000. It'll be over 8,000, but somewhere between 8 and 9 we're on track for right now. And so, you know, this is the beginning of September, and I just want to remind you that September, for all my years in this business, the September, October, November corridor has always been about half of our business for the year. I don't know why. I know it's the end of the Hawaii contest the last 3 months, but it just seems like the minute we get to the end of August and the weather kind of shifts in most places and kind of football season starts and the kids are back in school, everybody's ready to talk about money. And so we do, and so we're looking forward to having we've had a record-setting month every single month this year in production and recruiting. It looks like if we keep that up, there's just no talent. So maybe my estimation's low, but the Green Carpet Day is a piece of this. Because to have a show that we can do where you can see our business from the inside, hear from our best people, both field leaders, home office leaders, leaders from companies, guest leaders. You can hear it. You can share that with your team, share it with your prospects. It makes all the difference in the world. Then the next day, we've got our Fast Start training called WealthWave Academy. We've been doing this one-day class now for 3 or 4 months, and I think it makes a huge difference. You know, to have new people, we don't live stream that. We do it live here, but you can see the address on the screen there to register for that. It's an intensive day, but you've got some of the best speakers and leaders in our in the whole WealthWave team here. In addition to the ones you see on the screen, we usually have a guest or two each Saturday that helps to kind of add more to it. And so it all depends on who's in town and who's got their team coming here. So might even possibly have Chris at that one. But this is a chance for you to come here. And even though it says fast start, my opinion is all of us are always fast starting. We're always getting off to a better, faster start to this week or this month or this part of the year. And so that's why it's not just for brand new people. It's really for anybody who's not happy with the speed and the penetration of their business the way it's going. Then the next thing I wanted to mention to you is that starting September 1st, our super trip, the Odyssey 2020 trip begins. It goes from September through May of 2020, and then the trip is in September of 2020. But this year's trip, we're going to Ireland, which is very exciting since I'm Irish. I'm standing on a shamrock, and I'm very excited to I've never been to Ireland. My family's from Dublin, and it's a long time ago, though. And I can't tell you how exciting it is to think about going back to some place like that. And I actually bought a book on it, and it is just so darn beautiful. I can't believe it. And I hear the beer's incredible, so I may end up trying a few of those. But we got a chance to do some great things. You know, we've been able to see the world in this company and see it with all of our best friends, the people we've been in this business with and grown up with. And it's been such a fun time to do that. I've got great memories all over the world with our team as we've done this. So the next thing I want to share with you is we've got the name and kind of the theme of our convention coming up. In January of 2020, our convention will be called Game Changer. We've got some music being put together for it. It's going to have incredible stuff to go along with it. And the reason we think it ought to be called Game Changer is I think we're doing things in 2019 that are positioning us for 2020 really to be that year. Not just where we get a double, but maybe we do a triple or a quadruple of everything we've ever done before. And I don't know who after three or four decades in business can ever think that way, but we're positioned to do that. It's unbelievable to think we've got a chance with this collection of leaders to have that kind of fun. And I think one of the reasons that's possible is because of what you see on the screen right there. We've got a brand new book. Steve and I, and of course with Andy, spent almost the last year putting together a book that, in my opinion, sums up what we do here. It has everything you need from the technical expertise to the psychological expertise to the most beautiful artwork and design and layout that I've ever seen in a book. We've taken something that almost normally becomes a textbook, it can only be looked at by financial people and understood, to make it simple and fun and something that's maybe a little bit entertaining and something that everybody, old or young, experienced or not experienced, could learn from. And the things we're hearing back just in the testing of this are almost mind-blowing. So as you, many of you know, we're putting together the orders right now. And so over the years, we've had lots of tools. You know, I remember we had an ad that was in USA Today. I remember we had videotapes. I remember we had DVDs. We've had different brochures. We've had magazines. We've had lots of things, and every one of those is a chance for you to add a new wrinkle to what you're doing, to have something that gives you a little bit stronger message or a little better credibility or the chance to have your business speak with words you may not have yet. You know, this is a business of words, and if you have all the words, great, you probably don't need a book. But then again, remember, even if you have the words, you still have to say them every time if you don't use the book. The book says it in ways that I'm not sure any of us could say, even us that wrote it. It's very, very powerfully done. It does it every single time that way. As you can imagine, we'll have videos and websites and pages and campaigns and all the things to go with it. By the time you get to the convention, we'll be unveiling all of that. We'll also have, this is the Essentials Edition you're seeing there, but I believe this is the next great tool you'll be able to build your business with and go forward. And so I think, you know, one of the themes of our book is that this book is for everybody who's ever felt like a sucker because somebody else knew more about money. I think as a business leader, this book is going to be for everybody who felt like a sucker because somebody else made more contacts than you. You can now control the point of contact. You could take this book, you can put it in people's hands. That's predictable. We know for every 5 or 10 books that you hand out, we got a pretty good feel of what that's going to be. I'm not going to tell you what that is in the past because I think we may set some new records with this. I think this may be more impactful, faster on the team building and on the client building side than maybe anything we've ever done before. The referrals we're going to get. And then the ultimate, and the reason for today's show, is that this is going to be in the media. You know, once we finish the full book and get that out, you're going to see Steve on TV through Bruce, our guest today. And look at those shows. Those are the kind of shows Steve's done in the past. And when you look at shows like that, they may not have heard of you or they may not have heard of this book yet, but they've heard of those shows on there. They've heard of CNBC and Today Show, and they've heard of the New York Times. Bruce, no pressure, brother, but we expect to see this everywhere. And we will. I'm sure we will. And who knows? There's probably places we haven't even thought of this is going to end up. We've got a conversation going now with the Heartland Institute for Financial Education that's talking about us doing some things with them with both the content of the book and with our advisors and leaders and financial professionals being able to work with them, to work with companies. So great things are happening because we're trying to innovate. And I have to tell you, innovating is never easy. You know, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life is the paradigm shift of business growing like ours. Because you know what you think, the same thing I think. Things are going pretty good. But what if we could do better? What if it's supposed to be double or triple the size it is today? What if your business is not where it should be, it's just where it is? What would you do? If I told you there was a pill you could take that would have you double your business, you'd probably take that pill. Well, I wish there was a pill like that, but there's not one. You know, you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. You have to work harder. You have to make more contacts. Well, what if we could find a way to make contacting easier? Well, that's really what we've done here. And what if you could make contacting easier and add credibility to it, the credibility of media, of articles and publications and websites and TV shows? You know, imagine the trailers we'll be able to make when Steve's on shows and either him or the guest is holding up a copy of the book that you just gave a prospect. They're going to go, oh, my gosh. I need a copy of that book. I need that. That's been probably the number one response I've heard so far in testing is that I need that part of somebody with this. And so probably one of the best quotes we've received so far has been from Mark Guerra, one of our great leaders, big $750,000 earner up in Chicago. And Mark said, this book is a game changer. No one is too young and no one is too old. No one has too little or too much that could profit from the education and how money works. And that's really what this is all about. We are making this literacy and education based. And when you do that, that's so much better and so much different than something that's sales based. Everybody's selling. Everybody's selling something. But we've got a chance to have a business that is education based and what a difference that makes. And so we know financial literacy is one of the most important issues people are facing, whether they realize it or not. And that may be its real secret potential, is that almost everybody's missing it, but almost nobody realizes the degree to which they're missing it and what that really means to them. And that's what this has a chance to do. And so I think it's one of the biggest threats facing our society. And when you think about that when people don't make these the right financial decision about their finances, it upsets their whole family structure. The stability of what they're doing gets all messed up. And we don't want that to happen. And so I thought I'd take a minute today and talk about, you know, the idea that somebody needs to have $1 million to retire, because that's one of the things we talk about a lot in the book. And I wanted you to know we talk about this in what I think is a way that's going to give somebody this mindset that, you know what, I don't have to shrink my dreams to fit the realities that I face when it comes to money. What if I got more education, had more opportunity, worked harder, and then I went ahead and exceeded my goals or my dreams? Then I could have the life that I imagine, the life that I dream of. And so when you take a look at where people really are, the graphic on the screen shows how much these generations have. The millennials, you can see there, the red is they don't have any savings. So 42% have saved nothing for retirement of that generation. Of the next one up, very little. So over half of the millennials haven't even really gotten started yet. They're wasting the time. And this book points that out to them. Then you look, of course, at Generation X. It's a little better with nothing and a little better with little. But you got to find a way to get yourself and your family to the right side of those graphs. And then, of course, the boomers who are either at or right at retirement, they are they're still got a hard way to go. Look, almost half have little or nothing saved, and they've got to do something. Maybe for them, because they don't have time on their side, maybe they need an opportunity. Maybe they need to go to work and become an entrepreneur maybe and exceed their station in life to get where they want to go. So, but the reality is that those stats, that doesn't affect everybody. One out of six, basically 17% of the people, are millionaires. The question is, why not you? What if you found out that it was just a lack of education and literacy? What if you found out it was a lack of opportunity and that you could become an entrepreneur and do something about it? You didn't have to just sit back and let the clock tick every day and take the check that your station in life says that you get. What if you really could do something like that? And so take a look there. If your goal's a million, and we're talking about these people that the average retiree right now, average means all of them, right? They have 752,000. That's the average. So half have more and half have less. Interesting. And that number's doubled since the late 80s. And so that's the kind of thing that you want to be part of the right side of that, don't you? But if you go look at the median, which is right dead in the middle, it drops down to 200,000. And it'd be very difficult, in my opinion, to navigate a life without income if you only had $200,000. You certainly, but especially if there's two workers, were earning more than that. And so that's a tough thing to do. And one of the most popular things so far in the book has been the concept of a $1 million baby. We go in there and we talk about what it would mean if you took your new child, and what if we could teach you an amount of money you could put aside, either in a lump sum or a smaller amount plus a little bit monthly for a few years, and you could position that baby so they could become a millionaire at retirement. One of the first ones I'm thinking about is my new granddaughter you see on the screen there. That's Harper. She's 9 months old. She's been able to have you guys watch her since she was born. And there she is. One of the first books she read was How Money Works. So you know what a difference that makes. So no telling. Maybe she'll be a $1 billion baby. Who knows? Yeah, she's so darn smart. Of course, I know every grandparent thinks their grandchildren are smart. That one's a smart baby. And so I thought I'd put up on the screen just a little bit of the information that we'll be creating as modules for you to expand on what's in the book. So to give you an example, if you want to have $1 million at age 67 for a newborn baby, the amount you got to put aside as a lump sum depends on what kind of return you get, what kind of product you choose. If you were able to get 6.5%, like we have some products that work that way, you'd have to put together just under $13,000, and that baby at that return over that period of time would end up with $1 million at retirement. If you could get a better return, you got to put less. If you get a lesser return, you got to put more. That's how money works. And so it's a pretty simple thing. And so we think, what if every family found a way to do that? What would that do to their family tree? How would that be different? You know, what if you could take a look at this is the graphic from the book. You know, $13,000 at birth for a child ends up growing to $1 million by age 67 at 6.5%. So you could also do it another, you know, look at another way. What if you didn't do anything those 18 years, which is what most people do? Most people aren't thinking that way, so they're barely able to take care of the child themselves. And I think if you look at parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters, it wouldn't be hard if you put a plan together to put that money together for that child. But if you wait till the kid gets out of high school, look at what happens. It only grows to $300,000. It's a $700,000 penalty to wait those years. That's dumb. It's just dumb because you got the time. And we're going to show you, because there's a calculator that'll be on the site where you'll be able to plug in for an older child that has less time, what that number is, and just play with the math and see what that looks like. Work with your financial professional, one of us, and figure out what you have to do to make that work. You know, there's another way you could do it also. You could put $2,500 down, let's say, you know, instead of wasting all that money on stupid gifts that the child will never know about, put that money aside. And then between you put together $250 a month for 4 years, and at 6.5%, that still grows to $1 million. So that child knows for their life that they've got that, plus anything else they accumulate, plus whatever, if there's a Social Security still around, they would have that. If you wait and you don't do that until they get out of high school, look what happens. Once again, the power of money, it comes out the same thing. It's about $300,000. So Now you're starting to learn how this works. Now it just comes down to, what are those numbers for you? What does that look like for you when you want to do that? So here's what is. You could leave them an inheritance if you got that kind of finances working for yourself. Or you could set aside $13,000 when the child's born. Or you could set aside $2,500 at birth and $250 a month for 4 years. So there's different ways to do this. And by the way, there's more ways than that. You could decide to do it for 5 years do it quicker over 2 years. What if you went to work as an entrepreneur and made yourself an extra $500 or $1,000 a month and took part of that and used it for that? What would that mean to your legacy, to your family? Those are the ways we want you to start thinking. So now, one of the reasons you hear about the $1 million figure so often and why it's such a prevalent number is because that's the amount you got to have in an account to take out 4% or $40,000 a year in retirement and never really, never really deplete that. And so if there's two workers, that's $80,000. That gives you a shot at maybe having the kind of lifestyle. Because nobody really wants to. I heard the other day that some people are factoring in, if you retire, you should live on 50 or 60 or 70% of what you lived on when you're working. No, nobody wants to do that. I've never heard of anybody that wants to shrink their lifestyle to fit their finances. Not unless you have to. I mean, if you have to, you tighten your belt and you do it. But nobody really wants to. And so what if you could have a chance to do that? Well, there's some realities you got to face. To take out 4%, that means you got to have 25 times your annual spending invested for retirement. That's what you got to have in an account. So you just need to know that. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But there's a consequence on the other side of that, as you saw from the numbers, a lot of people are having to face here coming up. So another side to this is Social Security. And I want to talk about this for a second, because Social Security gives the average person about $1,400, almost $1,500 a month in retirement income. And so, I'll never forget when I first learned when they said you had to be 59 and a half to start taking money out of a qualified plan and start heading towards retirement. And when I hit 59 and a half, I just couldn't believe it, because that seemed like 1,000 years away when I first learned about that, getting started doing this when I was 22. But there's $17,000 of potential income that could come from Social Security, and that all sounds great, of course, as long as Social Security is there. And we know there's some challenges they're facing, and it's so. But look at the realities people have today. Half the people, half the income they have comes from Social Security, and 25% get 90% of their income from Social Security. So that's a reality. And I believe a book like How Money Works, in somebody's hands, with enough time and with enough strategy from somebody that's a financial professional, we can teach them how to fight that, how to make that be something that's good to have, but not doesn't change your life or kill you if you don't have it. Because we don't know what that's going to do. You know, you take a look at Social Security is not designed to replace your income. You can see from the charts there, it's supposed to be just a supplement. It was only designed as a supplement. But right after it came out, we had the Depression, and it was such a good number, people learned to live on it because they were out of work and different things. So, but today, that's a pretty big drop. You've got to fill that gap in between the orange bar and the yellow bar if you want to live like you're used to living. It's as simple as that, no matter what your age is there. And so because of a lot of reasons, and you can see on the screen there, I think it's especially important for women to take a look at this and understand that they're going to live longer than men by statistics. Sometimes they spend more time out of the paid workforce, and they often end up with less money. But look, they're living so long, and it's just a big deal. So what we do is important for everybody. And there's different groups at different times it's even more important for. And I think that a book like How Money Works is designed to give people a chance to have that happen. The reality, and I just read this just the other day to get it updated, they say in about 15 years, the Social Security Trust Fund is going to be exhausted. That means that it'll only have revenue coming from payroll tax. When that happens, currently the way payroll tax is set up, that's only enough to fund about 75% of those benefits. So imagine if that was 50 or 90% of your income and it got cut by 25%. That's $368 a month. That could be a part of a car payment or part of a rent payment or a house payment or maybe part of how you live. And so you've got to be ready for this. These are realities. And that's one of the things this book is doing, in my opinion, is it's in a kind way, but also a nudging way, giving you realities that you've got to respond to, because if you don't respond to them, the world's going to respond to it, and you're not going to like how that turns out. And so that's what this book has a chance to do. And so when people learn how money really works, they rethink their finances. And to really rethink your finances, you're going to probably want to do that with a financial professional, at least we hope. And if they do, that could be one of us. And if they come to one of us, does it make some sense that every book could be a potential new client, could be a potential new associate, could be a source of referrals in a way we don't have today? If you just talk to people, that's great. And some of us are very good at that. But it's hard for somebody to pass on your words to somebody else. And it's almost impossible for that somebody else to pass it on to somebody else. Yet a book can be passed around. We've had that happen already just with the testing of this. So this is a chance for you to get the word out. And with what we're going to talk about today with the media and the way this is going, I think that you're going to see bigger than ever that knowledge is power, especially when it comes to money, and that the bottom line is we plan to erase financial literacy. We're not going to stop until financial illiteracy is as obsolete as reading illiteracy. If you couldn't read a book today, you'd really be in the minority. Yet 100 years ago, there's lots of people who couldn't read. I think today there's lots of people who don't know how money works, but when we get done getting this book out to the four winds, there won't be that many, hopefully. If we can live long enough and build a business big enough, and we can think big enough, if we can innovate big enough, we can do that. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this today, and I hope that it'll shape your mindset a little bit, maybe make you think a little more strategically, maybe make you think that maybe sticking your toe in this might not be the best thing to do. Maybe you should jump in with us. Maybe you should get, instead of getting dozens or hundreds, get thousands. You know, how many contacts do you really want to make? That's the question. You know, what if you could make enough contacts between now and the end of the year that would equal the number of contacts you made the last 5 or 10 years? Would you want to do it? Well, how are you going to do it without a tool like this? That's the question. Well, I don't know how you could, but I do know how you could with this because I've done it before. And we're going to do it again. And those of us that are going to do this in a big way, I think you're going to see a jump in our business. You're going to see a jump in the numbers of families we're serving. And I think you're going to see a jump in success, cash flows and leaders' bulletins and contests like we've maybe never seen before. So I appreciate you taking the time to think about this. And we're going to be getting together with many of you big leaders and having one-on-one conversations. And we're going to do a lot of calls and things to strategize about this. Because if you can catch the vision of this, you can position yourself for the greatest adventure we've ever had in business together. So with that, we're going to have our next session here. We're going to do our interview here with world-famous publicist Bruce Sermon.
Tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.